Beware of losing the balance, but prepare yourself to lose other things.
Her vision was wrenched away. Translucent images flicking past, a flickering sequence of half-glimpsed places, half-recognized faces. Greg's mother, her features looking tired and careworn, her frown lines more pronounced, her grey hair tied back. A tall, hooded Sendrukan hurrying across burnt ground. Five still figures lying on couches, wires and tubes issuing from their bodies while enclosing visors hid their eyes. A man she felt sure was the Ambassador Robert Horst, even though he looked much younger, talking with a hovering, silvery saucer. Julia Bryce, ice-cold Julia, calmly standing beneath a whirling corona of stabbing needles as they steadily dismantled her.
"This is the point," came Chell's voice, "upon which all events are balanced."
"A linchpin holds the wheel upon the axle," said the Zyrodin.
"A lens gathers the light of the sun into a bright needle," said Sagrana.
"Without a fulcrum, a lever is just a piece of metal."
But all she could see was her memory of Sagrana burning, trees on fire, veins of heat breaking through the ground, driven by the primal powers that she had unleashed while seeking to act against those invaders many days ago. "No!" she cried, beating herself against the inner bounds of the Dream Palace, only to find herself flying beyond it, soaring at first, then, assailed by guilt and a gnawing self-doubt, plummeting into gloom.
"Greg," she thought, "I need to know. Need to find out the truth. Need you."
Sideways whirling and hurtling through clouds of blurs and scraps of faces and pages printed with words, and there he is, stumbling along a smoky corridor aboard a failing ship. While merciless Legion cyborgs tear their way through the outer hull, ripping out the plating. And in another place, Teo and Rory are struggling across rain-lashed shards and boulders, harsh lit by the actinic radiance of the warp well revealed. Legion cyborgs rush up out of the hyperspace portal. One shows interest in the group of humans clambering towards the opening. Obedient, servile mechs glide towards them, and horrible, uncertain fighting begins. Rory is snatched into the air. Teo takes the bomb from the fallen Rory, and Catriona can see his death. And Greg continues through the doomed vessel, finds an airlock just as a Legion cyborg finds him. But he's inside the lock, safe before the monster reaches the hatch. And Catriona sees his death. She reaches for him, for the ship, for that place, trying to make herself manifest. And Chell is there, before her.
"You cannot," he says. "You must not use it this way, or all the futures fail."
The truth of his words strikes her. She ducks it, sidesteps away from that ship with a sob and wail, and returns to the huge, shattered burial mound that Giant's Shoulder has become. Perhaps she can save Uncle Teo, or alter Rory's path, helping him avoid being swept up by the cyborg. But Chell is there, hands raised, entreating.
"You must not do this," he says again.
"Then you be the keeper,"
she replies, distraught.
"I know what will happen. I've seen the destruction that my hands made."